learn about Yosef HaTzadik and the Tzidkus and how he was saved. Now eventually ended up as the viceroy, the king. And obviously it's orchestrated by HaKadosh Baruch Hu in his tremendous Hashgacha Pratis.
It's okay, guy, you're disturbing this Shabbat Aruch Haver.
But anyway, it was obviously orchestrated by the Baruch Shel Olam, his infinite wisdom, that the Bereshim orchestrated this whole maisa, that Ben Yosef would be thrown to the bar, that he would be thrown to the bar and then taken out, and then sent off to Potiphar's house, and then eventually sent into the prison again. And then happens to be in that prison that HaKadosh Baruch Hu set up, that the Sar Mashkin, the Sar Oifim were there, and through that became the Yeshua of Ayim Miketz, Arishlan Tahim Yomim, 2 years, and Paro has a dream, and the whole eventual salvation of Yosef and becoming the viceroy, becoming so high up in the hierarchy of the Egyptian Mimshala. But Avada, we have to see, try and focus on a point that I want to bring out over here, but he said that there could have been many ways that Kosher brought it about. But we see through one Maisa of the Ol Chaveiro came out. One Maisa of the Ol Chaveiro that it came out that your salvation took place through a Maisa of the Ol Chaveiro. Vayhi Baboiker, the Baal Shah Mashkin, the Sar Oifim dream. ויאמר להם יוסף בבוקר, יוסף כאן, וירא סוף הנום זויפים. And their faces were עצבים, Rashi says, זויפים, לא שנה עצבים, they were sad. וישאל אסריסי פארו אשר איתו במשרה בייס אדוינוב, למה מדוע פניכם רואים היום? Yosef asked the two things, why do you look so sad today? What's bothering you guys? Can you imagine if he was learning in our yeshiva, those two guys? He would have passed by. So he looks sad, so what? Move on up, pass the chillin. I'm going to get my lunch, and I'll knock over a few guys while I get my lunch. So what? This guy doesn't look, he's not, his face looks a little bit sad. What's the difference to ask the guy why he looks sad? Who cares? Nothing to do with my life, it's his life. So he has problems. Pass the chips. The Gantz Yeshua was that Yosef came to him in the morning, he saw they were sad, and he asked him one question. Why you guys look so down today? From that, he told him the dreams. And from there, went on to the next level. Yosef interpreted the whole sivuv of the Halakha. He came out. You're right. It could have come out. Kodesh Baruch Hu was Mesoyev. And what did it come out through? A Maisa that someone, Yosef, showed interest in somebody else's life. He saw somebody see it, or two people see it. So you'll say, okay, Yosef was the head of the Beis HaAsurim. He wasn't there to be the psychologist in the Beis HaSurim. He wasn't there to deal with all the problems. His name is not Yisrael Abelbaum. His name is Yosef HaTzadik. He was there to make sure that things were okay. There was no fire in Baruch Hashem and all the Chaveiro going on during the Shmur. He'd make sure that everything was okay during the thing. There was no fighting. There was nothing going on. Just be in charge. Everything ran smooth. You don't have to go ask what's bothering you today, Mr. Ofer. What's bothering you, Mr. Mashkin? What's bothering you today? Why do you look so sad? Oh, I look so sad. My toe hurts. Who cares why I look sad? He'll get over it. But Yosef is it? Yosef is not only Yosef, but Tzad is his Tzidkus. Tzad has been on Lamokoyim. That he holds himself back and not Chas B'Shom to be Nichshon the Avei with Potiphar. But Yosef is it Ben Olam Chaveiroi. Yosef goes over and asks them, Vayisha, what's bothering you guys today? And from that, the guns to Yeshua, for Yosef, and for everybody of Yosef. Because then through that Maisa, Yosef found out they were part of the dreams, he helped them out with the dreams, he became, later on, 2 years later, invited to be the viceroy of the king, and he saved not only Klal Yisrael, but he saved the whole world with his plan, with his... For a mice, one mice of asking, what's bothering you? So you'll say, okay, that's Yosef, maybe he has ideas, maybe he's a smart man, he can help out. Oh, but this is what's expected, Rabbi said. From Yiddish folk, from Yiddish Yidden. You have to realize, especially when we're together, even though I won't call it a Beis HaSoihar, but some people do, for the Maisa, when we're together, in the area together, and you're involved with people, the person has to learn to be concerned with other people's lives. Chesed, we always understand, you know, most people understand Chesed, that it has to be some organization. You know, for organization, for nose tissues, you know, making sure there's enough nose tissues, and there's some organization that after food for Shabbos, which I'm not making a joke, because Chazal Shalom, it's unbelievable, it's not what they do. It has to be some organization, that's called Chesed. It's a Chesed organization. We have to realize Chesed, having Dereish Shalom of somebody else, Rabbi Yisrael. How important it is, how the Kodesh Baruch Hu realizes how choshev that is. To be doyrei shalom, to seek shalom, to address somebody in the morning. To say hello to him, how are you doing? Even if it's a formal thing about that. Everybody learned the Gemara in Brachas. Gemara in Brachas, Avav. Tell the Gemara, boys. You learn the Gemara. Pass over it, make sure he brought Hashem, we're going to see him tomorrow, so we passed it. But things have to stay in the head of our side. Smur the Gemara, the Gemara of Homer, basically like this. You know that the person who always greets you with Shalom in the morning, you should be mocked him. You should precede him and say Shalom to him. You greet him also, you should greet somebody. You even know, Shanema Bakei Shalom, you don't say. Because Bohu wants us to be people that are mavakesh, that are mavakesh shalom, that seek peace. Peace doesn't only mean, you know, Davka, peace brother. Peace doesn't only mean going over and breaking up a fight. Peace means creating peace amongst Klal Yisrael, is greeting other people. Having a nice, you know, chat with somebody. Talking to someone. Getting involved with somebody's life. That's how you make peace. Aaron HaKohen was known as the Oyev Shalom and Roydev Shalom. He would go around and see what's going on with your people, trying to make sure that the matzah was a good matzah amongst Klal Yisrael. Bakei Shaloi, seek peace. That's what we saw with peace seekers. That's what we are. Go around and you know your friends are going to greet you, go greet them first. And the Gemara continues. Bimnasun loy v'loy hichsim. If a guy greeted you and you don't greet him back, so it's the Gemara Nikra Gazlan. You're a Gazlan. You robber. You're a robber. Why? Shenema v'atam v'atam hakem gozal to oni b'vateichem. You stole from the oni b'vateichem. So Rashi, why is the Torah to why is the pasuk of the Torah a pasuk? And Yeshayahs talk about the gzeil of the oni, steal from the osher is also gzeil. So Rashi, el gzeil so oni shein like klum ligs only meno ashlo lohashiv al shloim. The big gzeil. Why is the ksinah not returning a greeting from an oni? Because what did he have in his life beyond Eve, Zatrashi? What did he have? His self-esteem, that's all he has, even that flow. He greets you, he says something to you, you don't greet him back. Someone says hello to you, how you doing? You don't greet him back, you don't show you grunt at him. You don't say anything, you don't talk, you don't show a good countenance. Zokta Gimor, does a maisik zeile. You're a robber. What do you rob? You rob this guy from his self-esteem. You destroyed his self-esteem. You gave him a rotten feeling. You robbed him of his good feeling today. This is what the Torah expects us from us. To look out for the Oni. So who's the Oni? He has nothing else in life of us. I'm not here to Nitzchadish Chudusha in today's generation where the self-esteem issue is so low, Rabbi Yisrael. Greeting something today, any person, even the Ashir, Amatvim Chadish Halacha, because there's Oni. But today, people, even people that have money, people that have things in life, self-esteem today is very at a low level. When a person greets you, or you don't greet another person, Rabbi Yisrael, it could be, it's in the Gerek Zeilas Oni. Not possibly Shah, I'm just telling you, in the ghetto, because that was Kavanas Chazal. The usher feels good about it because he has something, he's knowledge, he has something in life. He has Zashiris. Someone who doesn't have something, today most people, even they have, they don't have, they don't feel good about it, they don't feel that they have it. So they in their minds, they're like an army. And therefore, to greet them, and to answer a greeting, and to respond to somebody's face because that he looks sad. Yeah, the person to go over to a number of you being and say, what's bothering you? Well, you know, he's English, not American. He doesn't even know what football, American football is all about. This guy doesn't know. He doesn't know what American, English football is about. He doesn't even know who Rooney is. How could I talk to him? And this guy has this issue, and this guy is like this. And he's in that cheer, and he's like that, he's more of a quiet guy, he's not so cool, and he's like that, and he's like this. And Klaus, we don't make such a difference, it's just such chilukim. Klaus, we're all one nation. Klaus, we expect a person to understand, and even the biggest guys, like the Gemara, or Rabbi Yochanan, I feel even the Goyim, he would be makdum l'mshalah. Because for is a tzelem elokim, but to have the decency to want to see somebody going through an issue or somebody upset or upset to go over, even to ask about it, you might not be able to solve the issue. I don't think Yosef Dafkin knew this guy was going over because he wanted to solve the issue. I think it was Yosef's understanding that the right thing to do when somebody's not feeling good is to go over, be non part of zoyafim, to ask the person himself, what's bothering you. And even if the guy doesn't want to answer, the fact that someone cares to ask. The fact that someone cares to ask, you see somebody's down, he cares to ask. It makes a very big impression on somebody else with us. And this is what the Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Torah is teaching us, about say. The Gan to Yeshua, the salvation, took place because Yosef is godless. Not only being Olam Amoko, but Olam Chaveinu went over to a person and asked them, Madua, Eichim Noem Ayon, what's bothering you guys today? From that came back to Yeshua, Rabbi Yisrael. Never think that this act is, who knows what the act of just asking someone what's bothering you could cheer him up. And who knows, Rabbi Yisrael? There are stories, a few stories that I've talked, but I remember reading stories of people that came to Yeshiva. And they didn't feel so good one, you know, in Yeshiva. And one guy came over to the first day or second day, came over to say, how you doing? And showed him the lunchroom. The guy was a little bit nervous. And for years and years, he felt indebted to that guy who gave him a good feeling on the first day and then let him feel good about being in the yeshiva. And so on and forth, so forth, the boys say, hundreds of stories. And forever and ever, that guy's going to get tzchak for that guy staying in the yeshiva. A lot of times, sometimes, I'm going to leave the yeshiva. I'm not happy in the yeshiva. And it's a tzloch in the yeshiva, the boys say. We're all based on the fact he said a good word. I remember somebody once wrote a letter to my brother-in-law. He wrote a letter, and it was a guy in yeshiva, and he was saying that how much he got from the yeshiva and Torah and this and that. So he remembered me, also remembered, oh, he was always nice to me. Even though on my side, I didn't even remember the guy's name, I didn't have a chavrusa with him. But just being nice to somebody, you don't know what the impression many years later was you can make on somebody. We don't realize how Kosh Bo is makshir. That deed, that small deed, making somebody, giving somebody a good feeling of himself, making somebody feel good about themselves, giving someone inspiration, saying a good word, showing you concern, somebody cares about me. I once said over the story of Boisa, and I don't remember, we said it over a different month. There was a Rav Dov Brizak, I think he wrote it in his book, or I heard it from him, or I think it's in his book, he wrote it, but he said he was once walking down the block in his neighborhood, I think it was in the Yaakov, wherever it was, and he saw this kid who wasn't so religious, who, what's it called, who was looking to, you know, he saw him by the bus stop, and he just walked by for a second. And then he got a little further on the block, and he realized, why didn't I say hello to him? So what? He looks a little different. So what? You know what? The right thing is to say hello to this kid. He went back and he said hello to this kid. Many years later, the kid said, that mice changed my life. When he first passed by, I felt so down. Like, why does he look at me? So I'm a little different. But then when he came back and he came to talk to me, he gave me such confidence. It shows me that I'm not so bad. Somebody really cares about me. Most of these kids are my side. We find today that are off, or that are left, or that are not, they're looking for some validation of who they are, to validate them. They're looking for someone to make them feel good for who they are. And all it takes is a nice word. How you doing? Who are you? You pass by, oh, he looks a little bit different. He's not like me. That gives the feeling that no one cares about me. And that just goes, they go on further. But this kid, or the priest that came back to say hello to, got the feeling, you know what? There are people that care about me. Maybe I'm not so bad after all. Maybe I'm not such a bad guy after all. You know, a lot of guys have complaints about certain guys in this yeshiva also. And every yeshiva you have it. You know, is he like this and like that? I'm not saying people didn't do it, but somebody, if you ever go over to the guy and say, how you doing? Maybe, you know, the way he acts, because that's the impression that other people give it to him. And maybe if someone went over to pat him on the back, maybe let's make a chavrusa together. Let's talk. Let's get together. You never know, Rabbi Sam. You never know how much you can affect. I'm not saying you should hang around with him, and if he has a problem in yeshiva, sometimes you can be affected. That's something else. But to say a kind word never hurt anybody, and we never know how we can affect another being just with our mouths. Matua, Shneichem, Ro'in, Ayoyim. Four words Joseph said. That was the catalyst for the Yeshua. That was the catalyst for everybody being saved in the Tzrayim. That could be the catalyst for changing somebody's life.